something you can do is get your captain.
I've just seen another ball spin back into the water on the fifth hole. The fifth hole is causing great drama. Two shots have landed right beside the flag and spun right back into the water. Westwood is now standing over a putt, long putt, ball coming down the hill.
So difficult to judge this one.
This is he's having to start it out well up on the right. Par 5 hole. An eagle. And he's gone in. Oh, he hasn't. No, he did everything except hit that ball into the hole. It was just one of those memorable putts, because if that had gone in, I guess it would have been one of the best. And actually, the two players have congratulated each other, Stricker and Westwood. Both smiled. Stricker came over to Westwood and congratulated him. It's just gorgeous, the atmosphere between these magnificent players. As I'm sitting here on my sofa looking at the Sky broadcast, about to watch Mickelson with about a 9-footer on the third for a birdie, a man who I'm not expecting to do well today has just sunk yet another single putt. He may be absolutely going to blow my prediction out of the water. He's three up after three holes on poor old Hansen. So look, let me just ask you a question. Who on earth invented the Ryder Cup? Who was Samuel A. Ryder? Let me tell you a couple of things about him. He was born in the middle of the 19th century. He was the son of a Manchester industrialist, a Manchester corn market to be exact. He grew up on a family farm, moved south down to London, just outside London, to a place called St. Albans. And there he set up a company called the Heath and Heather Seed Company in 1898. 1898 is the year my father was born. So I will never forget that. The man who set up the Ryder Cup, whose name is on the trophy where we're playing for today, set up the Heath and Heather Seed Company the same year as my father was born. So there it is. There it is. I'm not going to tell you more about the fact that he had ill health. He used to play cricket, and he had to give it up. And he took up golf in preference to bowls. Now, I'm actually digging back into one of my books about the history of golf. The book is by Dale Concannon. It's called The Ryder Cup, The Complete History of Golf's Greatest Drama. But I just wanted to remind myself, I once went to the golf course where the first ever Ryder Cup match was played, and I went to it particularly because I wanted to play it. Well, I'm actually talking about the first Ryder Cup match played in the United Kingdom. It was a course called Moortown. It's outside Leeds, and nobody cared much about it. A sum of £806 pounds was raised to make it possible. Okay, I would bore the pants off you because now you're more interested in golf. But just to say, the Ryder Cup has a great, interesting history and connects in my head. Part of my life is involved in business, and part of my life is involved in sitting on a sofa reporting on the Ryder Cup. And hang on, here's Stuart Sink. My man. Toughest man in golf to beat, I would say, today. He's one up against McIlroy. Comes in with a wooden club down the right-hand side of the hole. Is it going to swing in or not? You see, Sink has done a very nice shot. He's come onto the front right edge of the green, left himself a long putt. But I'm guessing this is a par 5 hole I'm looking at. And I'll take you back just briefly to Westwood, 458-yard par 4, about to clout this ball with the driver. That was a real Westwood bash. Ball has gone into water. This is wonderful drama. A few minutes ago, I really did think the Americans had failed to get firing. I'm now watching a young Bubba Watson about to play a ball out of water on the fifth. This'll be fun. He splashed it. He has done extraordinarily well. He rolled up his trouser legs as if he were in the Freemasons. He stood in the water, splashed himself all over, popped the ball way up in the air, came down 3 feet from the hole. That's memorable. I'll just give you one last go at a very easy swing from Steve Stricker, who didn't look like he was trying very hard on that ball. Keeps the ball dead straight. He's done fine. He's kept the ball in the rough. Now there are four American reds on the board. Three up, two up, two up, and one up. So that's a powerful picture on the American side. Things are getting tighter, that's all I'll say. Poor old Harrington is two down. Okay, talk to you later. This is great, isn't it?
Mickelson's got off to the sort of start and playing the sort of golf we've expected for him for 3 days and hasn't produced as yet. Stuart Sink, unquestionably one of the hard men of their side.